Welcome to episode 172 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. I hope you enjoyed the live conversations I shared last week, recorded at the photography show. Certainly, the feedback has once again been really positive. In this week's show, I'm bringing you the first of two further related editions. Now, just because I was away on business and out of the office, that didn't mean I was able to put certain other activities on hold. Picture editing, writing, and review work all had deadlines, and an early start was required just to keep on top of things. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 172!
Good morning. It is 4 minutes past six, and I am, as you can probably tell from my voice, making a bit of an early start to the day, having had a bit of a late night. Now, my voice is not the reflection of a cold or anything like that. I was out quite late last night doing a bit of networking. I am stood in a hotel room in the centre of Sheffield, here in the UK, and I'm going to put the kettle on as well. The reason that I am here is because I have got a really busy weekend. As I record this, it's It's the Saturday. No, it's not. Sorry. I don't know where I am. It's Sunday. And this weekend through to the beginning of next week is the photography show at the Birmingham NEC. But before that, I had to travel to Sheffield to go to the Sheffield Adventure Film Festival. And specifically, last night, there was what's known as the Hangout, which is an invite-only event, chance to have a few drinks, do a bit of networking, catch up with people, photographers, writers, journalists, filmmakers within the outdoors industry. Really nice little sort of event. And so that was last night, and if you have ever been in the situation where you go out late and you have to talk to people over the hubbub of lots of people in a room, in a situation like that, you'll know that by the time you get back home or to your hotel room or what have you, your voice does tend to suffer, which is why I have the wonderful combination of it being fairly early in the morning and that's that situation last night. So the reason I'm up so early, basically, just before 9 o'clock this morning, I have to catch my train from Sheffield over to Birmingham for the photography show. I then have to go there, check into a hotel before going on to the show. And those of you that have listened for some time will know that every year I go to the photography show to catch up with contacts within the photography world and do some podcast recording and all that sort of thing. And of course, I will be doing the podcast recording there, and I'll be bringing you those conversations with people from the likes of Nikon and Paramo are always there now, and Lopro and all that sort of thing. I'll be bringing you all that content. But the reason I'm up so early, I'm just going to put my recorder down for a second. I'm going to make myself a cup of tea here. The reason that I'm up so early is because I do have work to do before I head off for my 9 o'clock train. And it's about a 10 minute walk, maybe not quite that, down to the station. And there are a couple of things I have to do. So you guys will probably know that I have been collaborating with a young man called Alex Staniforth, who is, in a matter of probably a couple of weeks now, I guess, is going to be heading up to heading over to Everest to make his second attempt on the mountain. Last year, of course, there was all the the sad news of the avalanche and this, that and the other. But one of the things I've got to do is prepare some pictures. I already prepared some pictures for him. I'm just going to sign into my computer. I have to prepare some pictures to send over to him because he's sending out press releases. He's sending out sort of essentially media packs for various people, his sponsors and what have you. And we're basically, we have two sets of images, or rather we have the same set of images but treated differently. You have one set, which is the images just as they are, nice and clean, just literally the images themselves. And then we have a set which have my watermark on, so it says Giles Babbage Photographer. And it has been so hectic recently that the only opportunity I've managed to find to actually get those images together is now at, well, just after 6 o'clock in the morning. I should probably say I've been awake since 4:30, not working. I think I went to bed just after midnight or 12:30, something like that. And then about 4:30, there were some people outside my room, obviously just got in, and they were being rather loud. And that obviously woke me up, I think. And I just couldn't get back to sleep. So I've been up, had a shower, packed my bag. I'm basically good to go. And I'm going to be grabbing some breakfast on the way back to the tea-making facilities. So yeah, I thought, right, what I'm going to do is, as I'm up anyway, or awake, I'm going to get up and I'm going to make a start on proceedings. So the first thing I've got to do is, I've already got those pictures for Alex. They're already on my computer. So they're going to be full high res. And all I've got to do is drop my watermark in and then upload those through to the back end, what you would refer to as my client area on my website. And let me just have a look, make sure I've got a particular file. And then the other thing that I've got to do, is, I'm just looking through the directory on my computer. I had a tidy up of my computer, or started to, the other day, and I can't find anything now, of course. Okay, so I've got a logo, which is like a transparent layer, PNG or a PSD file, that just drops into the images. So I've got to do that to, I think there are 9 images in the end. So I've got to drop in my logo, upload those to the back end. The Wi-Fi is pretty good, actually, in the hotel room here. So that'll be one thing out of the way, which is really good. The next thing I have to do is I have a test review coming up of a particular garment. It's an outdoor jacket, and I'm going to get the full name for you. It's made by a company called Jack Wolfskin, a lot of you might be aware of. And they call it the Turbulence Soft Shell Jacket. Now, if you've seen any pictures of me floating around where I'm wearing a bright green jacket, that is the one. It's a lightweight, sort of windproof, shower resistant. It's not full on waterproof, but a shower resistant jacket. And I've been testing this since around about September, so it's a fairly short, relatively speaking, fairly short sort of test period. And it's around about now that the review needs to go up, and the various people that are waiting to see that review. Now, what I try to do is be organized so that I've got all the images in a folder on my computer, and then all I have to do is do the write-up, which I've already made a start on, and then take those images, which are all watermarked already, and drop them into the post, and then send it live. Now, in my infinite wisdom, and having been right up against it and not made my timings work so well, I do have the images, but they are they've not been processed. Now, the processing itself is easy enough, color correction, all the rest of it. However, I'm working on my laptop, which the screen is not calibrated for brightness and color, what have you. It's not far off. But I do know that the images that I edit are not as accurate across those parameters as when I'm in my office and I've got an external screen, which I know the colours are all right. So I'm in a situation where I had planned to send this live this weekend, and I now have to decide whether I'm going to put those pictures up, and they should be fine, I think, and just maybe when I'm back in my office have a look and think, am I still happy enough with those, or do I replace them, re-edit them, and what have you. Do I do that, or do I hold back and see when I'm going to fit it in next week? And that brings me on to what follows, because it is an absolutely manic week coming up. To give you an idea, you guys probably know that I've worked with a place called Goodwood over the last 10, 12 years, something like that. So this weekend was all booked up for Shaf and the photography show. And that sees me get back down south early part of the week. So I get an email and a phone call from Goodwood. Was it on Thursday? Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday. Saying, oh, this is very last minute, but could you come and undertake a commission at the 73rd Goodwood members meeting at the Goodwood Motor Circuit, which I really wanted to do because I've been talking about it with a colleague recently, and I thought, yeah, that would have been so good just to have gone in there, get a pass to go in there, and, you know, maybe sort of spin a story off it or something, but just to catch up with people and this and the other. And so I was a little bit disappointed that the dates conflicted. So then I get this last-minute call from Goodwood, and I think, oh, do you know, if you had told me a little bit, you know, or sort of earlier, I could have worked my diary so that I could still go to various events and things, even if it was a case that I went to the Shaf hangouts yesterday, the Saturday, and then somehow found my way down to Goodwood for mid-morning or the afternoon today. I mean, it wouldn't have given me a full commission, but it would have been something. Anyway, so I had to turn that away, which is a real shame. So there was that and the issues surrounding this weekend. And then, so I've got, this coming week, I've got today, the Sunday, the photography show. I've also got, I'm there as well on Monday. Then I've got to travel back down south. Then I have various things going on this week, both professionally and personally. And it involves about 3 trips to London. I've got some corporate work that I have to undertake. And even before I do that, I've got to finalise the contracts and stuff in the next couple of days. And it is just going to be one of those weeks which it just, this is as quiet as it's going to get now. But this is why I'm trying to get on top of writing. I did some writing on the train yesterday for some posts on the Active Photographer. Trying to keep on top of stuff. One of the things that's happened recently in this past week or so is I had to return my memory card reader, which is a Lexar, oh, what do they call it, professional USB 3.2 slot memory card reader. I had to send that back to Lexar because it broke, just stopped working, and under warranty they're going to replace it. So there are a bunch of images which I've not been able to get off cards and stuff yet, which is a bit frustrating.
And I do know that there are other ways around it, but for one reason or another, I've not been able to do that. So that's another thing. So I'm in a situation where I'm thinking, right, it's an ideal opportunity to get a new memory card reader, whether it's a Lexar one, whether it's one from another brand. Now, I've got this other one coming under warranty, but I don't know whether it will be delivered before I get back after my trip. So it's never a bad idea to have multiple readers. You should always have backup cables, and it's a bit like having a battery for your camera. You should always have at least two batteries. And if you're traveling far and wide and you're going into places, sort of remote places, or going to be outdoors for a few days, a week, or what have you, you should always have multiple batteries to keep you going and ways to charge them up. So in amongst my activities at the photography show, I'm probably going to pick myself up another memory card reader. So as I sit here now, this is all tranquil. I'm going to have a sip of tea, excuse me. This is all rather nice. And I just didn't want to rush this morning because I had 4.5 hours of travel time just on the train yesterday. I've got, my times today, I think it's 8:54 is my train from Sheffield getting into Birmingham at 11:25. So I've got a good bit of travel time to come. Might have a bit of a nap, but more likely I'm going to try and crack on with some writing and getting ahead with things. So, you know, I just wanted to share this with you because when you're away and you're working away, a lot of people think, especially aspiring photographers, they think, well, you know, you get to stay in hotels and you get to, you know, sort of, it's that sort of glamour of, you know, being a photographer, being on the go, you know, staying in hotels, going out for meals, all the rest of it. The reality is, I was out late, my throat and my voice is all a bit messed up as a result. I wasn't drinking too much. I'm not a big drinker. But it was a chance, just a nice chance to catch up with some people. Oh, and I'll mention a couple of people in a moment that you might want to check out. But so I had a late night. I woke up at 4:30, thought, right, just crack on with it. My bag's packed. Just sat here with my computer and a cup of tea, making some time. And from the moment that I leave this hotel room, I'm not going to stop until, well, probably tonight when I get to my hotel and another hotel and get ready to go for dinner. Now, as it turns out, I'm having dinner tonight with one of my listeners, someone who I've become a friend. Hi, Mark. I know you listen every week, and it's really nice. You know, I always say it's really nice to catch up with listeners, people that follow the Active Photographer. You know, if you have any questions and you know I'm going to be somewhere and you want to meet up for a coffee, that's great. We can do that. Speaking of questions, don't forget Q&A 500. If you've got anything you want to ask me about what I do, pose your question to me. I will do a blog post in 500 words. I'll give you a nice, short, sharp response. And in fact, that's something I've been working on the train yesterday, so making a start on that. So I'm meeting up with Mark. We're going to have dinner, just catch up, no doubt talk about photography and the photography show and the outdoors and everything. But I'm not going to stop until this evening, and then I'm not pinned to a set train tomorrow morning. I deliberately left it quite open. Oh no, sorry, not tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening, because it'll be my second day at the photography show, the Monday, and it's only because of other commitments this year that I can't stay for any longer. But I'm probably going to be getting back from Birmingham around about midnight tomorrow evening. And then I've got to be up, not really early, but to crack on with things the following morning. So if I can do everything in my power to get ahead, then that's what I'm going to do, basically. Those of you that want to know the sort of kit that I have with me, I might, if I've got time, I might record that straight away, actually. Do another one. I think I've got time. Once I've done those pictures for Alex. I'm travelling really light. I've got two bags. I've got a small, like, hold all, which has got clothes and things in it. Then I've got a Lowepro Photosport AW200. It's a little rucksack, takes one camera and some accessories and bits. There is a test review write up of it on the Active Photographer I will link to. In that, I have my audio recording stuff, little handheld video thing, just in case. I've got my D800 with a, now I always forget, I think it's a 1.8, 35mm. F1.8 lens, which is really nice setup. It's a DX lens on a an FX format body, so you do get a little bit of vignetting, or you can use the cropping mode. I tend to use it uncropped, just allow a little bit of space, because the D800 has such a high resolution that you can easily crop into it, and the picture's lovely and sharp and what have you. I will do a separate video, recording. At some point, just discussing what I've packed, why I have, and probably more importantly, what I haven't packed and why I haven't packed it. But yeah, so I'm pretty much good to go this morning. Grabbed some breakfast at the train station on the way, which is in itself quite a bit of a challenge, because a lot of you will know that my, shall we say, dietary requirements, I'm pretty clean eating. I'm not a health freak. I'm not sort of, I don't measure calories. I don't lecture people on why they shouldn't be eating carbohydrates and all this sort of thing. But I do watch what I eat. And what I tend to have is a high protein diet. I don't have a lot of starchy carbohydrates, so I don't really tend to eat bread, for example. And so there is a challenge there to find the sort of breakfast that I want at the train station. Now, a lot of people would say, I'll just go into Burger King. There's a Burger King right just inside the entrance at Sheffield Station. No, I won't be going there. I don't go to places like Burger King, McDonald's. That's a whole other conversation that I'm not even going to begin to touch on. If there was a place just that did, you know, you could just pick up some really nice chicken breasts and all that sort of thing, you know, but a place does not exist unless they've got an M&S, Marks and Spencer food hall here. I don't know, I didn't see. But yeah, so, sorry, early morning ramblings. I'm going to get some breakfast, on my way to the waiting for my train, and then, you know, it's a little bit of downtime then before I have to catch a train. I'm aiming to be, if the train is at 8:54, I'm thinking that I want to aim to be there at least by 22, maybe 8:30, something like that. So I've got a little bit of downtime, and it's one of those things you think, okay, so I've got the time to do a bit more work. Do I go to the cafe, get my computer out and do some stuff? Do I just sit and listen to my iPod, catch up on some podcasts? Do I read a book? Do I pick up a paper? Anything like that? And it's funny, I still carry a traditional notebook and pen, because there are times where if I just want to sort of thrash out some ideas, I don't want to have to get my computer out and all that kerfuffle. So the chances are I'll probably sit there on the platform rather than being in a stuffy little cafe or something, and just get some thoughts together. Make best use of this the quieter point in my day. The other thing is, any of you who, if you find yourself with a computer, with a laptop on a train, you probably, if you're anything like me, you do become quite quite self-conscious, if that's the word, of people around you, people looking at your computer, because there's nowhere to turn, there's nowhere to hide. You can't, if you're sat in one of those, you know, in this country, the trains are now so cramped that there's no wiggle room, you know. So often, unless I know that I've got a bit of privacy because I'm in one of those seats that's right by a door, and there's no one next to me, I often don't get my computer out anyway, because I just don't feel comfortable with people looking at all my information on my computer. So there are times where technology, I find personally, you're better off just going back to basics. And it could be that you've got a tablet, that's a kind of a compromise, I guess, or your phone. But there we go. So I hope that's been of interest to you. Bit of a sort of a ramble, a general recording this morning, just to bring you guys up to date. There, like I say, there will be recordings specifically about the photography show, and I will be bringing you those interviews. Don't know how many exactly I'm going to be bringing you, because I have meetings as well. So people to see, people that have asked to see me, people that I've talked to earlier in the year or the end of last year, that we're saying we're going to meet up and what have you. So I'll see what I can do. Those will be coming to you in a future show. But I think that's just about it. So if you've got any questions, of course, Q&A 500, let me know. But for now, I will leave it there.
Be sure to listen to my final instalment from the Photography Show in next week's podcast, where I'll be sharing details about just what I packed for my trip away and why. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.